It is July 19th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from the Hits and Takes section, stories from the First Read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. FIA Hall of Fame member Ralph Goldenberg passed away Sunday at the age of 87 in Italy. He had been in good health, former CBOT chairman Pat Arbor told JLN, until a fall a couple of months ago. Since then, he has been hospitalized, but then Goldenberg's health went into decline a couple of weeks ago, and he passed away Sunday from complications from sepsis. Goldenberg is a longtime CBOT member and former vice chairman who was slated by the CBOT nominating committee in 1981 to become chairman over then incumbent chairman Les Rosenthal. Rosenthal would run as a rogue candidate and win the election by 105 votes over Goldenberg. Goldenberg twice served as chairman of the Chicago Board of Trade Clearing Corporation Board of Directors. Goldenberg was the longtime business partner of Chris Haymeyer in Goldenberg Haymeyer & Company, a firm founded in 1985 and then sold to Penson in 2007. Haymeyer said Goldenberg was a brilliant art collector outside his CBOT commitments. He moved to London in 1999 and managed the Goldenberg Haymeyer & Company operations there. Ralph Goldenberg was a mentor to many. Haymeyer and Arbor agreed. Arbor added that Goldenberg was a, quote, stalwart of the CBOT and a benevolent and good man. Our condolences to the family, friends, and former colleagues of Mr. Goldenberg. We have two pictures in JLN. One is of Ralph Goldenberg and Chris Haymeyer from the early days of Goldenberg Haymeyer. Another one is of Chris Haymeyer and his wife Jessica Haymeyer along with Ralph Goldenberg from a more recent picture. Former CFTC Chief Innovation Officer Daniel Gorfein and U.S. Treasury Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, that's FinCEN, former acting director Michael Mosier, have written an opinion piece for MarketWatch titled, Opinion, Stablecoin and Other Digital Assets Are Falsely Framed as a Choice Between Personal Privacy and National Security. We can have both. Lee Hodgkinson will be leaving OSTC Limited at the end of this month. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. From the FBI, celebrating today's female special agents, 50 years after women first entered the training academy, female agents are leading and shaping the FBI. Just 10 days after J. Edgar Hoover died in May 1972, the acting director changed a long-standing policy and announced the FBI would accept applications from women to be special agents. On July 17, 1972, Joanna Pierce Misko and Susan Rowley Malone began their training at the FBI Academy in Quantico. By the end of the year, 11 women would be sworn in as special agents. Those first female agents forged a path that allowed thousands to follow behind them. Today, women are still underrepresented as special agents, but they are a growing and essential part of the FBI. Women serve in every one of the FBI's 56 field offices and are leading many of them. They have climbed into the leadership ranks and are making an undeniable impact on cases and investigations every single day. Learn about more of some of them here. My comment, 10 days after J. Edgar Hoover died, this door opened up. Here's a story from The Guardian. Wild bison returned to UK for the first time in thousands of years. The gentle giants released in Kent should transform a commercial pine forest into a vibrant natural woodland. Early on Monday morning, three gentle giants wandered out of a corral in the Kent countryside to become the first wild bison to roam in Britain for thousands of years. The aim is for the animal's natural behavior to transform a dense commercial pine forest into a vibrant natural woodland. My comment, is there a bison Clive in the UK? Here's a story from Interesting Engineering. Leading space science expert predicts a, quote, direct hit on Earth from solar storm. It can cause significant blackouts to GPS navigation systems. It has been a busy time for solar activity. Back in March of 2022, Earth was hit by separate geomagnetic storms, according to government weather agencies in the US and the UK. Though the geomagnetic storms likely didn't cause any harm, they brought into focus the potential harm that could come from more powerful storms in the future. Then earlier this month, a G1-class geomagnetic storm hit the Earth, causing bright auroras over Canada. The only problem is that nobody saw this storm coming until it was quite late. 5 days ago, a giant sunspot and filaments on the solar surface had astronomers worried about possible Earth-directed solar flares and coronal mass ejections, CMEs, that could lead to blackouts. Finally, on Friday, it was reported that a massive solar flare had erupted from the sun, which could see radio blackouts in many parts of the world. My comment, blame it on the CME. CMEs. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was billionaire Ken Griffith's colossal Palm Beach estate riles up neighbors from the Daily Beast. Second was a Goldman legend, crypto star, and top banker warn of next big risk from Bloomberg. Third was Wall Street set for new ETF gold rush as single stock era begins, also from Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg and the editors. Which retail investors does the SEC want to protect? Agency head Gary Gensler has floated some ambitious ideas for stock market reform, but the marginal benefits aren't worth the trouble. No doubt the Securities and Exchange Commission faces plenty of challenges. Chair Gary Gensler recently singled out a curious one. What to do about a stock market that, in his view, isn't serving the best interests of retail investors? The answer depends on which retail investors and which interests he has in mind. But here's a more pertinent question. Is this really the best way to spend the agency's time? Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. European Commission doesn't expect Russia to restart Nord Stream. Key gas pipeline to Europe has been down for maintenance work. EU is bracing for worst-case scenario, urging energy savings. The European Commission doesn't expect Russia to restart a key natural gas pipeline this week, a senior official said, the clearest indication yet that the bloc is bracing for the worst. We don't expect that it comes back, Budget Commissioner Johannes Hahn said Tuesday. We are working on the assumption that it doesn't return to operation. And in that case, certain additional measures need to be taken. Here's another story from the New York Times. Word of Trump media deal is said to have leaked months in advance. Federal authorities are investigating a surge in trading that preceded the announcement of a $300 million deal with the former president's media company. Months before former President Donald J. Trump's social media company unveiled an agreement to raise hundreds of millions of dollars last fall, word of the deal leaked to an obscure Miami investment firm whose executives began plotting ways to make money off the imminent transaction, according to people familiar with the discussions. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.